1588, when they were sort of mainly formed, some of them are older than that, but you know, all of them from the late 16th century up until 1974, these are the 13 counties, everybody knew them, clear as day. Then, of course, 1974, rationalisation, the sort of, you know, the white heat of technology thinking, down into, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, mostly in the south, of course, where the population is. You know, but again, quite clear sort of way, and some logic to it. I mean, we're harking back to the old kingdoms that we saw earlier on Humphrey Floyd's map, Dovedd, the southwest, Gwynedd, the northwest, and Powys, the big central part. So, you know, there is a clear logic here, in a sort of two-tier thing where you have the county and have a district who do some of the duties and a district who do some others. But people, of course, hated these counties. They absolutely hated them. The pressure to get rid of them never relented, especially, I have to say, in the part of the world that I come from, Hereford and Worcester. We just, the Sonny and Cher of English counties, as one's called. People hated it, absolutely hated the idea of places like Humberside and Cleveland and Tiny Weir and all those things. So, of course, you know, they had to go. And we got a whole lot of new ones, and they're supposed to be much easier, much clearer, you know, all those things. And this is the county map of today in Wales. And if that's clearer and easier and more logical, then, just look at the ugly shapes of them. Look at the Wrexham. They're awful, long, thin, that, oh no, dear. And these down the valleys, name of Rhondda Cynon Taf, the county of Torbain, the county of Rhondda Cynon Taf. It's, you know, this is the solution. So, you know, there you go, three maps, three sets of counties, same landmass. And this is the way. Well, we managed to, you know, we managed 400 years without changing them, and twice in 40 years we changed them, and this is what we've ended up with. So it's very impressive. But when you want to look at things like historical change,